Rachel Sutherland. Rachel, thank you for coming on and talking to us a little bit about this conversation that's taking place right now in the Oval Office and where this ultimate goal of having this summit eventually, where is that right now?
Well, yeah, they are working toward that. This meeting is taking place right now in the Oval Office with really Kim Jong-un's right-hand man delivering by hand a letter from Leader Kim. We're not sure what it says. We just know that they're meeting right now. We're not sure really kind of what kind of impact it'll have on President Trump's thinking, you know, heading into this potential summit. That's what they're calling it, is a potential summit. As you know, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been meeting with North Korean officials in New York the past couple of days. We're there. Now they are here. And I think that some of what is holding things up, or one of the main concerns, is whether or not North Korea is going to want to completely abandon its nuclear program. And they seem to be sort of wanting what Iran had asked for, in that they would say, oh, we want to be able to keep enriching for civilian purposes. I kind of put that in air quotes, because they don't want to completely give it up. But at the same time, you have, you know, the Trump administration saying they want the complete, irreversible, verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And then it's also a matter of, what does Kim get in his goodie bag? Does he want money? We've offered to send him U.S. innovation, not tax dollars. But they don't usually, Kim doesn't want to be westernized. It's not like he wants his nation to become the United States. And there was a interesting article earlier this week, Annie, that said that McDonald's may be coming to Pyongyang. I mean, these people have, I with that money, have not tasted one of those French fries before.
That's a big deal. Maybe they need to have a box of French fries there during the summit to make sure that everybody understands how good they are. This letter passing that is going on, President Trump, when he announced really that he was going to pull out of the summit, he wrote a letter and everybody could read it there. And now there's another letter presumably being brought from Kim Jong-un to President Trump by the right-hand man. Is this standard communication in this day and age when it comes to these types of matters?
It is not. It's very unusual in the sense of our technology that we're able to access, right? I mean, so this ups the drama factor quite a bit.
Yeah,
because it's a sealed envelope, and who knows what's inside. And yeah, I'm sure the president will read it. The letter that he wrote to Kim Jong-un, I don't believe was in any kind of sealed envelope. It happened too fast.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it does up the drama factor.
We were just talking about how kind of strange it is. And I said, you know, our kids, they take their phones to school now and they text each other in school. But we pass notes in the hallway all the time when we were kids. That was a lot more dramatic. It was a lot more exciting. So now we have
how we folded those. Remember that?
Yes.
I don't think I could do that today.
I bet you could. I bet if you started going, you would be able to make the fold and the tuck just the way it was supposed to be.
Exactly.
Is South Korea still active in this conversation with these other two world leaders?
As far as I know, they are being included in some of the conversations moving forward, because this really impacts them. It also impacts China very much. And so there have been meetings going on at the DMZ, that border between the North and the South. There's also an advance team that's been sent to Singapore from the U.S. So they've been laying the groundwork as far as just all the logistics there. The good news that Singapore has held a high-level summit like this before. I believe it was about 4 years ago when the leaders of China and Taiwan sat down. So they have experience, but we're talking, this is now 12 days away, and depending on whether or not you get a direct flight or you take different legs, this could take 24, 48 hours just to get there. It's that far away.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Last question for you. Is there any idea when we will have some details that come out of this meeting that they're having currently right now in the Oval Office?
I would say as soon as possible, we'll be getting it out. I would think that it's hard to predict President Trump, but
it is.
I mean, we spend every week, you know, trying to. But probably he'll let us know. I would imagine what's in that letter, especially if it really upsets him or really pleases him. So we'll just have to see about that. But this is, high drama here in Washington as we wait for the contents of this letter to be known.
Definitely. Never a dull moment. Rachel Sutherland, it's job security for folks like us. So that's good. Thank you so much for giving us some time. Happy Friday to you.